Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
Guess who's back in the building? The Vambillies are here. Danny Vambilly, not alone. Or am I?
No, absolutely not.
Lady V is back. I thought you were pregnant again.
No, no way. Guys, please pray for me. That can't be a thing again. But we bless the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. We're so excited to have you with us as usual on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, Letitia, since you came back from pregnancy, you've not left us alone. What's the topic today?
I've been coming with fire. It seems I had a lot of time to think. And so today...
I think you're thinking too much, Letitia.
I would say so, because you'd never guess what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about horoscopes. Now, if you're a believer like I am, I've heard this said before, and I agree, it's the truth of my experience as well. A lot of the times in the faith, we're told, do not do something, but we're not told why. And today we're actually going to delve into the why. So what is a horoscope? A horoscope is a forecast of a person's future, typically including a delineation of character and circumstances based on the relative positions of the stars and the planets at the time of the person's birth. So popular are horoscopes that they are published in weekly newspapers and magazines. Horoscopes fall under the umbrella of astrology. Astrology, of course, being the study of the movements of the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, in the belief that these movements can have influence on people's lives. The Bible, however, strongly discourages engaging in practices like horoscopes and astrology, considering it a form of divination. And today we look at the scriptures that forbid these practices and we discuss why. Danny, I don't know
about Letitia, you. But Letitia, my childhood, man, you are coming after the People magazine. Remember we used to buy...
You know, actually, I was obsessed with horoscopes. I knew what my sign was. I would read it weekly, and I was always shocked at how accurate it was. So when I came to the Lord on a personal, private plane, he just said to me, girl, stop that. Stop that.
Yeah, I know. I also remember just, you know, being excited to look. These things were accurate, you know. And then when you were trying to, like, speak to Letitia, you know, she'll ask you, like, what star sign are you?
No, I never did
and
that.
And then you
guy.
Tell her, and you feel like, yeah, you know, we the ones, you know?
So we're talking about reading the stars today and why the Bible forbids it. You can join us and give us your opinions, of course, 071-364-0376.
Yep, today we're not just saying don't do it. Today we're getting into details. If there's someone you know who should be listening, let them know to tune in and then WhatsApp us 071-364-0376.
If you're just joining us, you're on Surviving Life with the Vambillies on Impact 103. And today we're talking horoscopes. And we just got a message that's perfect for today's topic. It's from Khonse and it says, hey guys, great show. Is a star sign reading a form of demonic worship, aka idolatry? Well, Khonse, you have to stay tuned because we delve into that. And we have to be very clear, the Bible forbids it. But today we talk about the why, and it gets pretty intense, guys. So let's go straight into it. Let's start with Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. Today I'm reading a lot from the Amplified because it has those deeper explanations that I think are very needed for today's topic. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 is about how God sets eternity in the hearts of man, and it says, he has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. He has also planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose in the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God. Yet man cannot find out or comprehend what God has done, his overall plan from the beginning to the end. This verse for me justifies our divine knowledge seeking. Why we seek divine knowledge? It was actually meant to bring us closer to God by giving us a curiosity about who God is and the things of the divine. And of course, the word divine is defined as to discover by intuition or insight. Another word for it is to infer. The desire For divine knowledge is from God, but that desire was meant to give our spirits a need to seek God out deeper so it can be fulfilled. Unfortunately, the divine realm has entities other than our God, which mimic that same divinity. This is where the word divination comes from. Now, divination is a noun which means the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. The Christian definition of this would be to seek out supernatural knowledge outside of God. In fact, the Bible says of diviners in Deuteronomy 18 verses 10 to 11, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire as a form of sacrifice, or one who uses divination and fortune telling." So the Bible is clear that to search through divination is wrong, and to search through the stars is to search for divine knowledge, which the Lord puts in us, says in the book of Ecclesiastes, but we are meant to seek after him and not other things.
So, Letitia, the young people are tuned in and they're like, but we see these things on TikTok, you know, you have someone sitting there ready to read your signs and to tell you, you know, what's going
TikTok
on.
TikTok is so dangerous. And you know what they do with the tarot cards and the horoscopes? They always come up on your For You page and they'll say, if you found me, it's because you have a deep need for blah, blah, blah. Today, we're actually going to get into how they're accurate. But guys, we've said this before on this show, accuracy is not the presence of God. So we're talking about reading the stars and how the Lord forbids it. And we already have a message saying anything that tells your fortune that's outside of God is rubbish and it's demonic. Even though that's very true, it is rubbish and it's very demonic, it also happens to be very accurate. And that's why a lot of people are fooled by it. But today we're talking about the why. Remember, in the faith, we're always told, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But today we delve into scripture to explain why these practices are dangerous and thus forbidden by God. Let's look at Isaiah 46. 7 verse 13. This is where the Lord is talking to Isaiah about the punishment that's coming to Babylon. And he says this, 47 verse 13, "You are wearied by your many counsels. Just let the astrologers and the stargazers and those who predict by the new moon stand up and save you." So the Lord is saying to Jeremiah, tell the Babylonians that when I come after them with my wrath, their stargazers and astrologers will not be able to help them. Now, one might say, because this is, we talked about the accuracy and how it's the accuracy that leads people astray. One might say, what is the difference between the stargazers of Isaiah and the wise men that found Jesus? Because they also found him using a star. Well, let's get into it. The wise men were actually called the Magi or the Magi in the Greek. We see that in Matthew 2:1. And they extrapolated by reading the stars that Jesus was born. They told King Herod that they were seeking a new king, and it's assumed by the story that they didn't realize the kind of king that Jesus would be. Now, one thing I pick up from the text of how the wise men found Jesus is that God was turning the tables on the so-called wise men, because the wise men were royal counselors, and at best they were learned and prudent. But whatever the character was, the line between astrology and astronomy was thin, and they were respected at the time. Now, scripture both prohibits and mocks astrology, yet God reversed expectations and spoke to stargazers in a language that they understood. This called Gentiles to Jesus. Now, we see God doing the great reverse with Jesus, because what King Herod was doing is similar to what King Saul was doing, which got him in trouble with the Lord, because he went through divination to find divine wisdom. King Herod was doing the same thing. He was so desperate to find who this new king was that he called the wise men. Now, if you remember from the book of Daniel, the wise men were not necessarily believers. It was magicians, astrologers, and all that. And that's why Daniel, being who he was so amazing, because he was the Christian one among them. So King Herod called the wise men, and he wanted to find through divination, who is this king that was going to be born? Now, even though the stars showed that Jesus was born, when they met King Jesus, the astrologers bowed down to Jesus. There was an exchange that happened there to say that I am the true king, and not these other things that people are doing through divination. So it's not to say that the Bible was endorsing astrology, when Jesus was found. But what we see there is that astrology was subdued by Jesus. But that also proves that there's a certain level of truth and accuracy. And today's show, we're going to go into that and how you don't fall into that trap.
And a lot of us also shouldn't make the mistake, and I think a lot of Christians do this. You know, we make the mistake of saying, because it's astrology, it doesn't work. But what you're seeing here is the astrologers actually did find Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, so just because they're telling you something that's accurate does not make it right. Mm-hmm. And this is really something that we need to highlight for you guys in as we introduce this part of the topic.
And just to corroborate on what Danny is saying, a lot of the times God tells us not to do things, not because they're harmful and don't work, but because they do work and they are dangerous for our souls and our spirits. We're talking about reading the stars today, and earlier we were talking about why astrology is prohibited by God.
Yep.
Okay, so we need to look at the difference between astrology and astronomy. So astronomy is the branch of science that studies everything outside the Earth's atmosphere. And astrology is the non-scientific practice of using the positions of celestial objects to explain or predict human behaviors, also known as the knowledge of nature versus the worship of nature. In the book of Romans, when God speaks of his wrath towards the unrighteous, he says, and I must say the book of Romans is important because that's New Testament. And a lot of people say Old Testament, New Testament. Even in the New Testament, Romans 1:25, it says, they traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshipped and served the things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Now, we keep saying accuracy does not indicate the presence of God, but it does indicate the presence of a supernatural being outside of God, which is divination. Now, have we ever asked ourselves, what are these stars that people are worshiping? What are these stars that people are reading? And why are they both accurate sometimes and forbidden? Remember, we keep saying in today's show that we have to get into the why and not just the don'ts. When God was proving his omnipresence to Job, he said the following in Job 38 verse 7. This is showing us what these stars are. Okay, it says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God, also known as the angels, shouted for joy. So we see in the book of Job that stars and angels are called the same thing. Now let's go to the book of Isaiah, the fall of Lucifer. Isaiah 14 verse 12 says the following: how you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. You have been thrown down to earth, you who destroyed the nations of the world. Now, was Lucifer an angel? We know that it's talking about his fall. It calls him the shining star. Let's go to Job 1:6 to show that the Bible does refer to Lucifer as an angel. Job 1 verse 6 says, now there was a day when the sons of God, also known as angels, I'm reading the Amplified, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came with them. So the book of Job proves that yes, Satan was referred to as an angel. Now let's go to the book of Revelation. Revelation 12 verse 4. The title is called The Woman, the Child, and the Dragon. Of course, we know the woman is Israel, the child is Jesus, and the dragon is Satan. Verse 4 says, and his tail swept across the sky and dragged away a third of the stars of heaven and flung them down to earth. Okay, now I know that the stars that are being referred to here are the angels that fell with Satan, but the Bible actually explains it in verse 9. Revelation 12:9 says, the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient snake called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to earth and his angels with him. Therefore, Satan was called both a star and an angel. He was cast out of heaven with other angels. All this shows that a star is indeed a heavenly body. So do we actually know what we're worshiping when we align ourselves with the stars?
Now, what is so deep is when you look at all these names, whether you know, they'll say Leo, species, Taurus, whatever it is, it's references to images of stars. You know, and I think as we're looking at this, you'll begin to connect that if scripture refers to some of the fallen angels as stars and Satan himself as a shining star, then when you are connecting yourself to that star and you are aligning everything about your personality and your life to it, what is this star? You know, is this thing godly? Is it ungodly? I think right now the lights are coming on already.
If you were just listening to us, you would have heard that we just made a case based on scripture that a star is a heavenly body. And the book of Job in chapter 38, verse 7 refers to angels as stars, which objectively could mean that a star is an angel or, earlier we said, a fallen angel. Now, when we deep dove into this research, guys, it was so scary because I was getting into websites that just terrified my whole life. We found a website, which I shall not name, but it's an astrology website, very professional, very put together, and it was frightful. Let me read you what it says about the star signs that we know on their landing page. And no jokes, I actually have the website opened on the landing page right now. It's called, this title anyway, it's called The Zodiac, and they're explaining what this website is about. Listen, it says, these 12 angels stand as paragons on the 12 personas that people carry in their lives. To be born under a certain sign might cause you to favor one of these angels. The truth is that we all live under each sign in turns. The personas these angels embody exist in every person. So this
That's
is
so deep.
This is a scary. This is a well-known astrology website that is literally calling each star sign a representation of an angel. And what gave me chills, y'all, is that it had images of each angel. These images were so uncomfortable to look at. I had to close the page real quick. But guess what these angels were called? Danny, guess what each angel was called?
What were they called?
Each angel was called a zodiac sign. An angel in the constellation of Capricorn, an angel in the constellation of Aries. And it was so scary to see that for those who believe this as a spiritual medium, okay, they actually call these stars angels.
So when we are going around and we are saying, and you name it. So let's say you say you're a Taurus. What you are actually naming yourself is one of those angels.
Exactly. And months ago, actually, we watched a testimony of an ex-astrologer who was actually explaining these things, but I was listening to it, like, you know, in the background while dealing with the children, etc. Doing this research made me realize, no way, this woman was actually telling the truth. And she had come to the Lord, and she used to do tarot cards and horoscope readings, and she warned so badly. She said, you do not know what you're getting involved with. These are entities. They're not like, you know, rocks up there that we're just looking at night. So we have to be really, really careful because we don't really understand what we're doing when we're reading horoscopes.
Now, I love that we chose to not approach this conversation from just the Bible says don't do it, but to bring you the definitions and what's actually happening behind the scenes, what you're connecting yourself to, so that you are empowered, not just as parents, but, you know, as individuals, to know, like, if you're subjecting yourself to those names, to those stars, now you know what entities you are actually putting over your life.
Remember to tell us if you ever had an experience with the stars. I said earlier that I used to read them all the time, and I didn't grow up in a household where this information was available to me. So believe it or not, my elders were okay with it. They would say, yeah, makes sense, whatever. And it was actually the Lord himself. I just felt a check in my spirit about reading these things. And the Holy Spirit just said to me, you shouldn't. And deep diving now, I can see why. But as a believer with two believing parents, I had no idea that this was divination. I did have a scary experience, though, in varsity with reading the stars, where it was just getting too deep. And that was around the time I was at Res, where the Lord was really calling me out of these things. So you should let us know. Our WhatsApp line is 071-364-0376. Were you ever involved with reading the stars? And do you read them now? Which we know we actually shouldn't.
I don't know, but I really love the song. Fake Fix, Riders and Circuit Rider Music. Letitia, didn't you like that song?
Yes.
Or are you too old?
No, it was vibey. It was really vibey. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm a 2000s.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Okay, is that part of the show where we take a look at what you're saying? You guys are quiet today.
It's astrology readers, Danny. It has to be. We've called people out.
I am calling your pastor, your mama, your grandmama, and your aunties. I'm going to tell them you're normally speaking to us on the show. Suddenly today you are quiet. They need to check on you, you know? But three people said, someone said, hi there, Impact, very nice topic. Mapopa said that Alan was anything not in the Bible that tells your fortune is all rubbish and demonic. And Khonse said earlier, hey guys, great show. A star sign reading a form of demonic worship, aka idolatry.
So Khonse, we've been answering that question throughout the show, and the answer is definitely yes. And if you're just joining us, you might have heard through the messages that we're talking about horoscopes, and today we're not just saying don't do it, but we're saying why you shouldn't do it. So a horoscope is a forecast of someone's future that speaks of their character or circumstances based on relative positions of stars and planets at the time of someone's birth. And this is so popular that we have them in newspapers and magazines, but I'm going to add social media, especially mediums like TikTok. And horoscopes fall under the astrology umbrella. Astrology, of course, being the study of the movements of the planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars, in the belief that these movements can influence people's lives. The Bible, however, strongly forbids us from partaking in things such as astrology and astronomy, and considers them a form of divination. And today we've been looking at why these practices are forbidden, and not just not to do it. Danny, what does it mean to identify with the stars ultimately for you?
You know, I'm going to take it back to my experience, you know, as a youngster, and also when I got saved, you know, because you get saved and sometimes some things linger, you know, and you're thinking, ah, this is normal. And especially because when you read these things and they come to pass, so you really believe that it's just an identity thing. Like, okay, I'm a Taurus. This is how we behave. Now, what was surprising is as soon as I really submitted my life to the Lord and I cut off from that stuff, what they wrote no longer influenced me. Whereby before, what I didn't realize was because I identified as that entity, I was actually subjecting myself to the entity and then allowing it to speak into my life.
Sure.
Therefore, what they spoke, what they predicted, and you know what they said would happen was actually happening, and I could see it in my life.
Mm.
So if you're listening and you're thinking, yo, you guys are just Christians, you're exaggerating. No, sis, no, ma'am. You are just subjected to it. That's why it's happening. Now, what you don't realize is whatever you open yourself up to, you give authority to speak over your life and to direct your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important for us as believers to realize that these demonic angels that the world system has given grounds. Because remember, as a child, you didn't go looking for these things. How did it find you?
Yeah, it found you, literally.
It's made popular in series. It's made popular in movies. It's placed right in the magazines you read as a child. So strategically, the enemy makes sure that you are located and then you subject yourself to these entities.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're speaking today, the aim is for you to see that it's working in your life because you are under it.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're identifying with those different fallen angels, they now have rule in your life. So it's so important to pull yourself out and to come to a moment where you say to yourself, look, I see what it is and I don't want to be part of it.
Yes, we are getting some of your messages actually, and we're going to read it soon. Remember, our WhatsApp line is 071-364-0376. Join the conversation. Tell us your experience with horoscopes and if you've ever gotten a check in your spirit that, listen, this is actually idolatry.
Yep. And yeah, you can also send us a voice note. You can keep it 30 seconds to a minute long. We'd love to hear from you. Before we don't wanna be SLWV, you still hang out with Danny Vambilly and Letitia Vambilly, who's so back with us. Hey guys, she's been cooking today. She has been cooking some very godly stuff, and we're excited, Letitia. You know, it's good to have holistic conversations. You know, what I've never understood was the symbols of these stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought, you know, someone thought, hey, a scorpion, let's just relate to it. But is there anything behind these different symbols?
Well, if I can summarize first, of the 12 zodiac signs that we know, a lot of them align with water creatures. Now, as a believer, you know what water creatures are and water spirits and all the rest, or animals that are called unclean in scripture. In addition to this, there are reptiles, there's double-mindedness, and there's even Satan himself. So if I go through some of the symbols, one of them is represented by a sea goat, which is a half goat, half fish. Now, I don't know what you guys feel about the Book of Enoch, but just go read that, and that might give you some insights into why that's weird.
But also Noah. You know, mm-hmm, where we hear about the angels coming down on earth and reproducing with the women, the sons of men, but also with animals.
Yes, it said that the angels sinned against every living thing. And so even though they're called mythical creatures, we know from a biblical standpoint that there was a huge atrocity that was performed between angels and the earth in general. We've got signs of the water. We've got the a lot of fish. We've got the ram. We've got horns. We've got, you know, all kinds of things that are shown. And a lot of them depict ghastly images, images that you would have seen even in the Book of Leviticus, etc., that are called unclean. Obviously, the Lord came and made all things clean, but those symbolisms are still very, very important. Now, I want to bring your attention to the 13th zodiac sign. Now, many people think there's 12 zodiac signs, but astrologers believe that there's a 13th one. This one is called the Opiacus, and this is the serpent bearer. Okay, it says Opiacus is an astrological constellation known as the serpent bearer. Like many other constellation, Opiacus isn't typically considered to be one of the signs of the zodiac. However, a few astrologers do consider Opiacus to be the 13th sign of the zodiac. Now, what I want to bring your attention to is these demonic symbolisms within zodiac signs. Why would you have a sign where whole people, according to what you believe, are born under this serpent bearer constellation? That would speak very badly towards what we know a serpent to be in the Bible. Now, even more interesting about astrology is how linked all these things are to the phases of the sun and the moon. Astrologers believe that the sun is the feminine energy and the moon is the masculine that influences our emotions, habits, behaviors, instincts, and inner lives, which they believe relates to family, people's private lives, and their past. Now, look at what the Bible says about the worship of the sun and the moon. This is in Deuteronomy 4 verse 19. It says, "And beware that you do not raise your eyes towards heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven." Let me just quickly stop there. The book of Deuteronomy calls the sun, the moon, and the stars hosts of heaven. Now, you need to go into the Bible and look at other places where God calls angels heavenly hosts, okay? And it goes on to say, "And let yourselves not be led astray, to worship and serve them mere created bodies, which the Lord your God has allotted to serve and benefit all peoples under the whole heaven. So Deuteronomy 4 verse 19 is actually saying, when you look up to the skies, don't worship the sun, the moon and the stars, because the Lord made them to serve you, not for you to serve them.
Yeah. Guys, this is a mouthful, and we really are trying to allow everyone to be really aware of the right information. You know, when you have a curious mind like a Danny Vambili, you know, you get tired of just hearing don't do this.
You were a naughty child, weren't you?
I was extremely naughty.
I can tell.
I repent and re-repent and I'll continue to repent. And Father God, may my children not put me through what I put my parents through.
Too late.
The teacher said, because, yeah, oh man. People like us want informed answers. And it's when I'm hearing this, I wish I heard this when I was younger and could actually build a proper opinion to say, oh, Father, I don't want to be involved to that. I want to subject myself under such beings, under such stars. And, you know, sometimes it feels like the astrologers have more information than us as believers. Even though it's in our Bible, do we read it? That's another story. Guys, let's start reading. Let's start being informed and really knowing what the Lord has warned us against.
In a couple years, I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on. Carry on, yeah.
A lot of messages are coming in. Someone said, hi, I was listening to your conversation this morning about the stars. I'm a youth pastor. Is there a way you can provide me with those Bible verses? I want to handle this in my youth group. Letitia, I think even for the sake of the people who've come now, there were very good Bible verses that you shared, that maybe on our next link you can just have that together. And then Sia wants us to open a can of worms.
Oh, no.
Sia, I see your message. I see your message. I'm not reading it on air, but I hear you. And you know what, Sia? Sometimes when people have not been exposed to information, and we really have to find the right way to bring up all the topics that you're talking about in your message. Thank you, Sia. So deep and so profound. And then Pumzile Shabangu says, good day, Impact Family. Informative topic, I must say. I guess some things we just looked at without considering how deep they go.
Speaking of the depth of things, whenever I think of ourselves in relation to our Father God, I always think of how He is so immense and He is so infinite and He is so grand. I mean, He expands the universe. He's bigger than the universe. And every day He has to break Himself down to our level. Remember, Jesus spoke in parables because of that reason, that some of these things are too profound, I think, sometimes to even break down into words. And the Lord once broke it down to me in my private time when I was asking Him questions and I felt like He wasn't answering. And He said to me, you know when you're telling the children, eat your broccoli, eat your carrots, and you can't go into depth with a four-year-old about the nutrients that's in broccoli, why they must have. I mean, we were just dealing with colds now, and Danny was like, give them the oranges, the vitamin C. And these children are fighting me. They don't want to eat the oranges. And I'm not going to get into it with a bunch of seven-year-olds about vitamin C and why it helps the cold. And when we speak about the depth of things and how far they go, that's why there's a certain blind obedience with which we must walk with God, because there's a depth He understands that Ecclesiastes 3:11 actually speaks about. There's a depth He understands that we do not. Ultimately, on surface level, astrology seeks to take the place of God in our lives. Furthermore, even though we have discussed its accuracy as acknowledged in Luke 1 Luke 21 verse 25, God mocks the idolatry involved in reading the stars. He actually tells Jeremiah in Jeremiah 10 verse 2, he says, "Do not learn the ways of the pagan nations and do not be terrified or distressed by the signs of the heavens, although the pagans are terrified by them." Later in Jeremiah 10:10, the Lord asserts his power, his dominance and his superiority by stating, this is Jeremiah 10 verses 10 to 12, "But the Lord is the true God and the God who is truth. He is the living God and the everlasting King. The earth quakes and shudders at his wrath, and the nations are not able to endure his indignation. In this manner you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth will perish from the earth and from under the heavens. God made the earth by his power. He established the word by his wisdom, and by his understanding and skill, he has stretched out the heavens." Now, when we look at scripture, we know that we live and breathe. We have our being because of God. Everything under the sun, or even above it, should worship the Lord. We see it in Revelations. We've got the scripture that says, if you don't worship, the rocks will cry out. The Lord wants our worship. The Lord wants our glory. And by leaning or aligning ourselves with the stars, we are giving the glory to the stars. And that is, on a surface level, the biggest problem.
Follow us on our social media platforms at Impact 103.
We've been talking astrology today, as well as horoscopes and why the Bible forbids us from partaking in such things. And we had a message earlier about someone who wanted some of the verses so that they could, you know, teach to others, or even if you want to keep it for yourself. I'm about to repeat some of the verses that we've read today, the most important ones that can help you understand why we need to stay away from astrology as well as horoscopes. The first one is Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. That's where the Lord had placed the need to understand mysterious things about eternity on our hearts and how we can ever understand his full plan. The next one is Deuteronomy 18 verse 10, specifically verse 10 to 11, where the word of the Lord says, "There shall not be found among us any people who read the stars or fortune tell," where it's really clear not to do so. Then you've got verses in the Bible where God actually speaks against it, opposes it as a form of idolatry. Isaiah 47 verse 13, again, Isaiah 47 verse 13, it says, "Beware of many counsels like astrologers and stargazers who predict the future." Then we've got Romans 1 verse 25, very important in the New Testament, that says we should not be led astray by worshiping creation and not the Creator himself. Then, of course, we made a case for what are these stars, and we linked the word stars in scripture to be angels, not just angels, but particularly fallen angels. In the book of Job, we've got Job 38 verse 7 that speaks of the angels of God being called stars. In Isaiah 14 verse 12, we've got the fall of Lucifer, where he is called, "O shining star, son of the morning." Job 1 verse 6 is where we get proof that the angel, or Satan, was an angel, because he came with the sons of God, the other angels, to present themselves to him. And of course, we've got Revelations 12 verse 4, which speaks of the dragon that was kicked out of heaven with a third of the stars. This is then interpreted in Revelations 12 verse 9, where it's made clear that it was the devil that was kicked out of heaven with his angels. And then lastly, I think perhaps the most important verse of the day would be Deuteronomy 4 verses 19, which I'm going to read again. It says, "And beware that you do not raise your eyes towards heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, and let yourself be led astray and worship and serve them, mere created bodies, which the Lord your God has allotted to serve and benefit all the people under the whole heaven."
Yeah, so you can't say that we didn't pull out the scriptures today. Yeah, Letitia was shooting them down. Pa, 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 pa. James Girl. To the mountain. Is it actually that time to say goodbye, Letitia?
Yes, it is that time to say goodbye.
I don't want
to
say goodbye. I'm not going.
We never do.
Staying here. Whose show is next? Zinhle? Zinhle is going to find me on air.
Take a break, Zinhle.
Zinhle, I'm waiting for you. Ah, man. What a good time.
Yes. So we've been talking about particularly identifying yourselves with star signs. And, you know, what we want to leave you with today is you can't identify as a Leo or a Capricorn or whatever because you already have an identity. And it's in 1 Peter 2:9. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I think we need to be careful, as someone had messaged earlier, when we don't listen to the truth of the word and we go in our own way, we don't understand the depth and the reason why God says not to do these things. And today, if you were listening, wow, we really went in deep. And I got scared during some of the research. And I'm glad that the Lord has forbid us from some of these things because it's quite icky.
Yeah, eye-opening stuff and also very informative show. I really want us as believers to be armed with information, to be able to defend our faith, you know, not just to give lame answers, you know.
What's a lame answer?
A lame answer is like, just do it. You said it, so just do it. You know, this next generation, they'll look at you funny. Hey, like, hey, they'll give you emotional health and all of these things. You need to come prepared. Yeah, you must come swinging.
Speaking of coming prepared, next week we're also going to be here prepared. And you better join us and thank you for all your messages. We always appreciate you joining us on Wednesdays.
Yep, the Vambili saying goodbye. Thank you for joining us. We love you guys.
And see you next week.
Bye-bye.